relate to DCIS? Well, I guess about 4 years ago, Gillian Farney, who was a postdoc working with me and Rob Clark in the Patterson, started to look at in vitro DCIS models. And so we took, again, whole breast DCIS that was undergoing mastectomy, and we got the pathologist to give us a sample, which we digested to single cell suspension. We can grow it on ordinary culture plates, and you can see it's got cytokeritin 18 and it expresses ERBB2. But if we put it into non-adherent medium, so it doesn't stick to the plates, and if you do it in non-adherent medium, essentially the differentiated cells can't survive, they die, and you're left with the stem cells, which then grow to form mammospheres, which are 60 mu in size. And we can then grow those mammospheres and look at what makes them grow, and we can also grow them in 3D culture and see whether they form DCIS ducts.